Builders, merchanting and DIY group Grafton has reported profit before tax up 41% for last year at €59.7 million, driven largely by its UK builders merchanting business in a year when all three of its divisions, merchanting, retailing and manufacturing, were profitable. Its revenue rose by 6% to €2.2 billion. We're joined now by Gavin Slark, Grafton's chief executive. Gavin Slark, you say progress in very challenging conditions.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think anyone would hide the fact that the markets in which we operate have continued to be very difficult. Obviously, here in Ireland, we've managed to make money in the merchanting business, marginally profitable in the Woodie's DIY retail business, and also returned the manufacturing business to profit. And I think one of the things that we will see now, over the past couple of years, people will have seen a lot of restructuring within the Grafton Group and some significant restructuring charges. But we see now that that kind of major restructuring of the group has come to an end, and we can actually focus now on looking at growth within the group, looking at managing the margins, and looking at making sure that the business is as operational efficiency.
You're one of the You're one of the companies that would have a unique view of the Irish economy and marketplace. You make things, you sell to builders, and you send to people who are maybe doing up their homes themselves. What do you think of the Irish economy at the moment?
I think, you know, if you look at the economy now, I mean, we look at 2013, and it's still very, very difficult to be overly optimistic. But what I would say is, if you look at the first 2 months of this year, our builders merchanting business is flat on where it was in the first 2 months of last year in terms of revenue. And that's the most positive start we've had within our Irish builders merchanting business for about 5 years. So if you do put your eternal optimist hat on, you could say, well, actually, the flattening of the market now hopefully is the first signs of stabilisation within the Irish economy that over time would then lead to a growth pattern.
Okay, Gavin Slark, Grafton Chief Executive, thanks very much for joining us this morning. I'm from builders to farmers, and €20,000 per acre in 2006, €10,000 now. But the collapse in agricultural land has stopped, according to the Farmers Journal. Last year saw an increase per acre of just over 14% across the country, with some counties doing better than others. And those figures are in today's Agricultural Land Price Report 2012. And that report's editor, Joanne Fox, is with us in studio. Joanne, we know, but remind us why prices were quite so high in 2006.
Good morning, Emma. Well, the €20,000 an acre mark was in 2006 were inflated prices led by property developers and speculators. At that point in time, Emma, the farmer was largely excluded from this market at those high levels. And as you've said, we've seen a 60% plummet in land prices with a levelling off over the last 2 years. And for the first time in 6 years, this report has indicates that perhaps we're on the up, that land values may be increasing.
And is it farmers that are in the market buying now, expanding themselves, or are there people new to farming getting in, or who's making these purchases?
Emma, it's fair to say from all of our results that farmers are completely underpinning the agricultural land market at the current time, whether that's with a view to expansion and or consolidation. Obviously, farmers have their eyes set on the future, and Food Harvest 2020 is coming quickly down the line with the targets that have to be met there. So it's a purely farmers market at the moment, farmers both buying and selling land.
And what type of land is in demand? We know about the regional differences, Dublin being extremely expensive, Leitrim not so much, but what type of land are people looking for?
People, especially farmers, will always look for good land, ready to go parcels, and in particular large parcels seem to be selling exceptionally well when they come onto the market. We're talking about parcels maybe over the 200 acre mark that have the utilities, outbuildings, all of the necessary infrastructure on on the farm as it is. It's fair to say that certain farmers, when land becomes available in areas, say next door to a farmer will make every effort in most circumstances to buy, 30 acres or a 40 acre parcel as well. So basically land across the board, obviously marginal land, and no farmer will ever want to buy bad land because he will have to obviously invest a lot in it to make it productive.
Now, you're talking about the field next door, 30 or 40 acres. Any headline grabbing big sales last year for big farms?
We had some really fantastic sales last year. There was two in particular, one in Donegal, which was a 200 acre farm. It's very, very rare that a large farm like that would come onto the market in Donegal. It was in East Donegal, which would be considered the better quality land. And that sold for 3.1 million at auction, which is, I think, a historic land value for Donegal. Also, we had another great sale actually at the start of this year, Douth Hall, which would be familiar to many. It's a 420-acre farm in Meath, on the Meath-Loud border, that was actually bought. Both of those, in both circumstances, those large farms were bought by Irish farmers and Irish farm families.
And you're an editor, but you're also a Dublin farmer. Will you be in the market this year, buying or selling?
I wish I could. I'm originally we farm in South County Dublin, and my dad, as any farmer would be, always has his eyes open for new land. But unfortunately, because Dublin has the highest average land prices, it's probably excluding me from the market currently.
Dublin, the priciest at 14,000 yes. euro an acre on average, with Leitrim the lowest at 4,500 per acre on average. Joanne Fox, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Very briefly, Fruit Group Fifes says its adjusted profit before tax for 2012 was 30.3 million euro, up 36.2% on 2011. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.29.91 and 86.6 pence sterling.